Are you a weird nerd who likes to play with audio on your computer? Or are you somebody who would like to learn how to do that because it's a really cool and valuable skill? We'll teach you. The Studio Stargazer Network is in the market for a new editor. Oh my god, will you get paid lots of money? No, it's not gonna happen. Nobody's getting paid. There is no money. This is a passion. This is art. This is love. So if you are one of these people who would like to volunteer your time to help us edit, and that includes shows and productions for, oh my god, Stargazer Virtual Community Theater. This is a sexy twist. We were always kind of building up to this, but this is like, I'm going to do that now. And lots of stuff's going to happen on the main show, but I'm going to do that. Because it's like way fucking better. If you haven't listened to part one of Only Through Fire, you should listen to that now. And dick move? Kinda. To hear part two, you will have to support any single one of us. Okay? If you know somebody on the cast or the crew of this specific project that we're working on, and you support them, you already have a ticket. Okay? So if you support Mindwave, or if you support Fred's Front Porch, or if you support that other Laura Engram, or if you support Alyssa Monet Mason, or if you support anybody else, Phil Ord, anybody else, you already have a ticket to part two. But it's time to sell some tickets, because this is magic. And that should be clear that, like, if you're working with us, you get to come backstage. You get access to all of the everything as a part of being a villager, being a part of Stargazer Village. You will get behind the scenes everything. It's like working at Disneyland and being like having that grueling job, because I knew a lot of people who worked at Disneyland and they didn't like it very much, especially the, you know, people with the big fucking costumes. But you know what? You're one of those people who gets to go to like the underground, the shit underground that makes everything else happen. You get to go behind the curtain backstage. So if that, if the idea of that opportunity excites you really, and you are reasonably confident in your skills to take audio and slice it and move it to where it needs to go, pretty basic stuff that actually needs to be done. If you're confident enough in your skills and that domain, and you want to be a part of the cast, part of the cast and crew of the Stargazer Virtual Community Theater, and also there will probably be other small editing projects in the network shows and the podcasts and things that we just need to rapid fire help spit stuff out. So if that's you and you want a backstage pass and want to like be a part of it with us, come along for the ride. Slide into my DMs or talk to Uncle Fred. Yeah, there's a lot to do, and we could really use your help, and that would be an awesome way to contribute. And then obviously, again, full backstage pass, VIP treatment. You get to come to the after party. Do you know what I'm saying? Be a part of this with us. Full benefits. All we ask is your time, your generosity with your time to help us splice some of these little audio bits together. So, again, I have been Jenner for the Mindwave Podcast. Do you remember when this was a podcast? God damn, we're using the tool in such an interesting and unique way now, which is fantastic, which is great. The gaming show is about to take off. We have an episode of Hard Truth coming out next. The next thing coming out on the main show, you guys, is Lena's Shocktober edition, Hard Truth exclusive with, should I spoil it? She interviewed a dominatrix for Shocktober. So that's the next episode that's going to be coming out here on Mindwave. Stay tuned for that. The gaming, God, we're so caught up in this production right now, that the gaming thing still needs whole textures and stuff. So, but that is, that's coming very soon. That's going to kind of launch, I burped, whatever, that's going to launch kind of in concert with Stargazer Community Theater. I'm so fucking proud of this piece, you guys. Can I just take a couple minutes? It's of course I can. It's my fucking show. Can I just take a minute to say how fucking proud I am of this project and everybody who contributed and was a part of it with us? It just created the most magical fucking thing, and it was grueling because we tried to smash this into like a couple days, which is not going to be how the community theater operates. We're going to take like a month. We're going to get everybody fully in their role, record your lines from home at your leisure. We'll put it all together in this beautiful piece and place you in a room. And let me also say that Only Through Fire is by far the fucking darkest thing we will ever do. We will ever do. We are fucking escape velocity level, getting the fuck out of the gravity well of horror after October. This should come around the time of election results. So either way, November is going to be all about love and joy and kindness and empathy and gratitude and sharing. The story is already in the works. There's going to be one production for the entire month of November. We have the same cast coming back. Hopefully everybody from the same cast is coming back. And we have at least one new cast member. We're going to need like one or two more, possibly, to be able to pull off the November piece. There's not going to be a dark moment in this at all. It's going to be a beautiful story. And I'm really super looking forward to getting into this one and kind of getting out of Pryor's Hollow for a minute, because it's the same place, it's the same village, but it's years and years before all this other stuff happens, back when it was nice and peaceful and pretty and charming and warm. That's where we're going for November. So if you're like, holy fuck, October is like, I don't know if I can listen to your show. It's a holiday thing, guys. We're celebrating. But yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. I haven't been terribly concerned with putting episodes out on the main show. I do apologize. Just because I've been caught up in a crazy town. But, what was I saying were going to be the next episodes on the main show? I think I was talking about the War of One season finale. At some point, I am rethinking that kind of now, because, spoiler alert, okay, get real close, we're going to do some ASMR shit. Only Through Fire is the season finale. But yeah, I have two episodes of War of One that I've recorded, called The Character and The Voice. In The Character, I talk about, I'll break down conceptually where these are at for me, these two concepts, The Character and The Voice, and I'll close it out here, because those two episodes that I recorded, I was going to mix down into the season finale. And now I feel like we're out of the proving grounds of War of One. Everything's, these have largely been animatics. Okay. Maybe that's a bad metaphor, but they've largely been just like rough sketches for ideas for shows. And War of One is going to become its own show. And I'm ready to start making that. I'm not really, excuse me, I'm not really drawn to those two episodes. I will mix them down for storyboard and put them out just raw as just as, you know, kind of cutting room floor stuff, because I do expound on these ideas quite a bit more. But the character and the voice, the character was something that, you know, the emergent phenomenon of my own audio character that did develop over time, and it did become more colorful. And the fucking Leia. All right, hold on. Okay, so in The War of One, which really is about the journey to well-being, the battles that you have to fight with yourself on the journey to well-being. I don't know if I ever made it explicit like that, but that's what War of One is about. And the character became a really important part for me, because it started off, you know, as a quote public figure, unquote, end quote. Sorry, I know I just pissed off some grammar nerds. Putting my voice out there in the world, it started as kind of an avatar, kind of a blank slate, and it developed, if you've been a long-time listener of the show, it developed slowly over time. And what that process was that you heard unfolding was actually it just becoming more real. I started slowly kind of taking off the filters and the masks and having more fun and being myself, having the character that I play in reality be the most genuine version of myself, you know, that I can conjure. Getting rid of the translational noise between who I actually am and who I am in the world, how I present myself. So this is a part of the War of One journey that I feel like is really important. We pretend, we like to play pretend, out there in the world, and just to get by, you know, and not be thought of as a weirdo or whatever. And the reason this is so important, for me anyway, is because this is a part of coming out of the cave. This is a part of coming out of, you know, isolation, because people who are dealing with heavy shit, usually they want to curl up in a little ball in bed, preferably with a cuddle puppy or a kitty. If you have like a service tortoise, I don't know what your waifu pillow. I don't know what your cuddle buddy of choice is, but we tend to want to isolate and separate ourselves, just not be a part of it, because being a part of it is too painful. And part of healing and growing is getting back out there and putting yourself back out there again and living again. And we feel, I think, just culturally as humans, I feel like we feel a pressure to be fake, to put on the fake smile, to be, you know, on a level that to me now feels disgusting. It's like toddler beauty pageants. It's such a fake level of disgusting, I can't stomach it anymore. So I'm just myself now. The character version of Jenner is the real me. It's not like, you know, watching The Big Bang Theory and you're like, oh, you know, Sheldon Cooper. Oh, Jim Parsons must be totally like that in real life. And he is not. He is not at all. He just embodied that character really, really well. It's the same guy. For me, it's the same guy. And I feel like if we have a level to reach, a level of achievement in, especially in this medium, if you're putting your voice out there, if you're putting yourself out in the world, if there's a level of achievement to be had there, it should be the same person. The character version of yourself and your true self should be the same person. And I obviously I unpack this in God, I probably went for an hour and a half, and that'll go into the storyboard. I may put that up on Patreon. I haven't quite decided yet. That's there. The other one is the voice, which is kind of, it's jumping off of that idea about finding your true voice, your real voice, your shower voice, let's say, to use a cultural thing. People sing in the shower and they think they sound great in the shower, but they're not one of these people who would stand up at open mic or karaoke and sing to a room full of people, because that's a very different experience. So the voice was really, especially because I started playing with mine so much, because it's just shit tons, like monkey barrels full of fun to play with your voice, you should absolutely do it. That was really about kind of shedding the, I don't know, there's a kind of embarrassment to it, you know, like, oh, I'm you know, a shyness to it that is something that's like a burden to let go of. You know, if it takes you a couple of drinks to get up at karaoke and just rock a song, you will know how amazing you feel after a whole crowd full of drunk idiots is like, that's the best thing I ever heard. Fuck yeah. You know? It's an amazing feeling to grab onto your new voice for everything that it is. Your new voice, as in your real one, not the fake one, the one underneath all the masks and the layers that we've spent, you know, War of One removing, and just saying, you know what, fuck that, get it out of here. It's hurtful, you know, and harmful. It's holding me back. Just burn it. Just burn it all to the fucking ground. So that's what the voice is about. Just embracing your own and playing with it and recognizing your strengths and powers and playing with them and having fun with them. That is entirely what it's all about. Fun fact, Jenner does not like rap. Fun fact, I do not like rap as a music genre to listen to, because I don't listen to music. I don't have time to listen to music, but it is not really... I wouldn't go out and buy a rap album. I'm not up on the rappers. I don't know what's happening. This is the one rap song I pulled was like from 8 Mile, you guys. But it's an incredibly fun place to play around, you know, and the same goes for the horror story, because if you know me, you know, I hate this fucking genre. I hate horror movies. I think they're dumb. And the psychological manipulation, and this is weird too, because that's the thing that I had a problem with, was actually the sound design and shit that they do in horror movies within the lighting and the camera. And of course, anytime you introduce little kids to anything, it's just like, God, they're playing to like deep psychological things that feels like intrusive, you know, and some people like to have those nodes tickled. I'm not one of those people. I don't like to have my like icky nodes tickled. I do like you know, like roller coasters and stuff. It's the same kind of phenomenon. It's why people go on rides. It's why people go to movies. I much more like the squishy gummy bear nodes. I love those nodes. Let's squish those all fucking day long. That's why we're gonna go directly from this horrific fucking story into fantasy land and play with fairies and gummy bears and, you know, just like giant tits, because it's like we're grownups and we're having fun now. So I guess that's it. I wanted to explain kind of why the War of One season finale became unnecessary. It almost kind of like became obsolete. By the creation of Only Through Fire, because it encapsulates pretty much everything in the sweetest nutshell, and it's a beautiful project with a magnificent cast. I'm just blown away and so fucking proud of that project. So But if you enjoyed my brief ramblings on the character and the voice, those will be on Storyboard and perhaps Patreon. If you're a supporter of the show at any on any platform, the Storyboard is for you. We're starting, I think, the first project that I'm going to put on Storyboard is the full piece. The full piece in all its magnificence of Only Through Fire Parts 1 and 2 seamlessly blended together. I'll put that out on Patreon as well, but I've been trying to decide what's the first thing that goes on the Storyboard. Because again, you guys know I have like a year and a half's worth of extra banter, behind the scenes, nonsense, silly shit, after shows. I have like tons of that stuff. And honestly, there's so much I just don't know what to do with it because there's so much new stuff being created like all the time, every day. And the list of stuff to do is ever growing as well. So I'm looking at this pile more and more and more and going, God damn, like, I just need to make sure that people out there now have access to all of the premium shit that we're doing, which is quite a bit at this point. And as soon as things calm down here, I'm gonna get back into Spirit Monkey and put the next couple episodes of Spirit Monkey out, because I really fucking love that show. That's a Patreon exclusive show. Everything that's going on Patreon is going to be mirrored on Storyboard, so that people who support the show other ways, family and friends, etc., can listen to it there as its own podcast, private podcast that only you can access. Again, and we're like, fuck, year and a half, 2 years into this, still haven't figured this part out. So if you're thinking of going into the podcast game, buckle up, buckaroo. There's tons to do, which is, again, is the reason for the episode. Like, we would love, Uncle Fred and I would love an editor who could just cut and just literally just cut and move audio waveforms and help us stitch shit together. I do all the post-production mastering and all that stuff. We just need the pieces to be cut and go where they need to go. Sometimes this might involve, finding the sound effects and dropping them roughly where they need to go in the piece so that I can then go in and line them up perfectly, run that through post, etc. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about with editing. It's like, hey, we have this thing, come in here, clip this out, move this here, move this there. Or just take a long audio clip and clip it down to just the best segments or something like that. This is time consuming, you guys, and this is valuable work. Fred and I have been doing this for a hot minute. Neither one of us has really gets paid to do this. So we wish that this were like a paid thing that we could offer to pay you to do that work. Right now, we can't. Point blank. So it's more of like an internship thing. But that, again, that gets you full behind the gets you backstage. It's a backstage pass, and you get, you'll get the login credentials for the Storyboard as well. So you'll get access to all the bonus content, which, again, the large amounts of this bonus content is being created here at Mindwave, and is going out to other shows and other platforms, so that if you support any of those other shows, you also get, it's kind of like this, it's the interconnected cosmic web thing. We've been over this, you guys. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but we've been over this, motherfuckers. I think I'm going to call it. I just wanted to talk to you guys for a minute and catch up and give you some brain droppings. That was an insane run. I don't know how many days that was, getting even just part one done of Only Through Fire. That was by far the most intense production I've ever been through. So we're going to slow it down on the next one. Definitely slowing it down on the next one. Holy shit. But yeah, stay tuned. We have, again, I said we have the episode of Hard Truth. Lena interviewed a dominatrix. It's going to be awesome. And the Halloween party. Halloween party. I'm not putting music in. I'm so done by now. We're having a Halloween party on Halloween. Costumes, candy, drink specials, games, giveaways is the idea. We could also, if you're like, oh my God, that would sound like that. I want a headset. Make me the party planner. Please, bitch, get in here. Grab a headset. We got magic to make. All hands on deck. And this is why I love the community theater thing so much, because that is really what we're doing here. It's like, we got a show to put on, guys. Let's make it happen. We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Okay,
let's do some gratitudes. Heroes assemble. Have fun with your voice, guys. Seriously, like, do it a lot. I am the creator and host, Jenner Zeno, magic man behind the curtain making all this shit happen. Please give some love to Uncle Fred Eater of Fred's Front Porch. Holy shit. Bill Ord is my best buddy, host of the Climate Fix podcast and Spaceship Earth, which is going to be taking off. Hopefully, the big shit's going to be happening in spring. So, Magic Jesse Rogers of Resurgent Us, we're taking a little break on that shit. We're on, it's like South Park. We go hard, 6 days to air. Slap that shit together, put it out, and then we're gonna take a break for a couple months. We're gonna step away, we got shit to do. Resurgent Us. Oh my goodness. Corey Cottrell and Greg Smithwick are StreamYard guardians of the Soul Local Live Network and Hashtag Coffee and Church of Reason, etc. Nick Argall, host of the fledgling Mindwave show Zen of Culture. Rio Veridineer of the Moving Forward podcast. That other Laura Engram. Oh! Lena Miller. Ron Russell. Heather Cook. Jareen Elkins. Oop! Scott Santens. Rob J. Wilson. Travis Meyer. Julia May. David J.B. Corey Wilcox, David Russell, Greg and Teresa Zeno. Heroes Assemble. Gratitudes. Mach 3 or 2? No, we did 2 already. And I accidentally forgot Jesse and was like, oh, no! What the fuck? Oh, no, I'm sorry, Jesse. It wasn't a purpose. Heroes Assemble. These are the people who make all this shit happen. Because it doesn't make itself. Shows do not make themselves, people. This should take a lot of time and energy. You get what I'm saying. I like Cushy. That backtrack is called Cushy by, Gutter. That's called Gutter by Cushy. I like that one.